The views expressed on this Turnbuckle Tabloid live stream or Turnbuckle Tabloid podcast episode do not reflect the views, thoughts, or opinions of the RageWorks brand, including the RageWorks podcast network, RageWorks content partners, advertisers, and affiliates. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Hollywood J. Lover, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
3, 2, 1.
Like the cold, brisk air coming through. I feel the coldness. Bring me the cold. Oh, this is the best time of season for me. Oh, no more sweating. No more uncomfortableness. Running the AC on the show. Oh, man, this is just pure heaven. I love the sense of feeling sick and deciding whether or not if I have the necessity to take cough medicine, figuring out whether or not if it's COVID or not. It's fucking awesome. I love it. Love it. But other than that, fucking, finally had to deal with my social media issue, opened up a new page and had to go through that whole awkward steps of requesting people. See, on social media, I hardly ever request anybody. I'm more in that demographic where it's like, hey, if you didn't request me, then that means you didn't want my fucking time. Okay, whatever. Fuck you. Now it's like it's that situation where it's like you press the request button, you pretty much just say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's me. Account got hacked. Yeah. Can you add me in your life again? That's pretty much what's going on. But had to open up two new accounts. My Jay Santy Facebook page is just done. I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to entertain that again. Maybe, maybe not. I'll cross that road when I get there. But as for regular socials, I'm just slowly but surely going back on. Luckily, I was able to get my Instagram and my Facebook files so I could I at least have that, because I would have probably, yeah, pretty much lost everything. Well, not really, because I've always backed everything up anyway, like pictures I had on my phone and such. But at least what was current. Yeah, because, you know, I got to keep the memes. I got to make sure that I keep those in reserve. But yeah, it's just been a grind just to get everything back in order. But nonetheless, welcome everybody to another episode of Turnbuckle Tabloid. I am your host, Mr. Ear to the Mat, the King of Talk Style, and as always, the Cheap Thrill, Jay the Red Santy. Be sure you check us out on all the social media outlets. Check us out on the like and group page on Facebook. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at Turnbuckle Tab, as well as on Twitter at Turnbuckle Tab. Is Twitter still around? I thought it was the age of the apocalypse that Twitter was going to go bye-bye, but apparently not. We're still there for now. I don't run this shit anyway, so I don't really give a shit. As well as the TikToks, the YouTubes, and the Twitch at Turnbuckle Tabloid. Also, be sure you stream, subscribe, download, and be a part of the vibe on the podcasting outlets. Subscriptions and downloads have gone up immensely in the past couple of weeks. Shout out to all those who have been sharing and being a part of the whole wave that is Turnbuckle Tabloid. So Apple, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you can find podcasts, that's where we're available at. So make sure you check us out on the podcasting outlets, as well as at RageWorksNetwork.com. That's where the family is at for the RageWorks podcasting plethora Extravaganza, that's there. Black is New Black, Trek Untold, Toys and Tech, and much, much more, guys. So make sure you check us out at RageWorksNetwork.com and at RageWorks.net. Make sure you check us out for articles, reviews, previews, contests, all things available for video games, movies, TV shows, toys, comic books, whatever tickles your fancy. Make sure you check us out at RageWorks.net. RageWorks.net! We do it for the culture, baby. Pop culture, that is. So, basically, I was not only enjoying the weather and dealing with my social medias, but I've also been doing some renovating and moving around. You ever get to that moment in your life to where that you just start looking at your scenery and like your house and go, shit, gotta move around? I get in those moods and I just start looking at stuff. The guys will know me that they'll just start walking into the apartment and they'll be like, oh, you moved the studio around again? I go, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I get antsy. I get a little bit antsy. So I haven't touched the studio yet, but the place in which I make magic happen. My bedroom had to do some moving around. Wanted to make it a little bit more open, a little bit more spacious. So that was my activity for the weekend. But I will be hitting up the studio again soon. I just got a new gaming chair for the studio because my back is fucking killing me. So this one has more lumbar support. So I'm really gonna be relaxed doing the podcast. So excited. So I was going to wrap up this part of the of the opening salvo. Not a long-winded opening salvo this week. How was your Thanksgiving, guys? Did you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving? I didn't really have a close. You know what? I'll save that for later. But yeah, just I cook like I usually do. Cook like for the masses. And there's only three of us here. But I knew that people were coming over for Survivor Series. I basically had that prepared for them for when they came over. Shout out to Brother AJ and, of course, Homebook Mike, who sits in with me for Wrestling Rundown. So be a part of that conversation. Take a listen there. Continue listening to the podcast. But other than that, Thanksgiving was just a normal day for me to cook. I enjoy cooking. I really do. I love to cook and I love watching people eat my food. I am one of those. I'm like a grandmother. They say, oh, yeah, baby, just keep eating. No, you put more on your plate. No, that's not enough. You just need more, baby. I'm that kind of person. I like to hear people say that they enjoy my food. So that's my need to be accepted. That's my way of looking at things. So guys, when we come back, like I said, Homebook Mike sits in with us for Wrestling Rundown, as well as much more on Around the Square Circle. We'll go through the week and I will also give a review of Survivor Series. Next episode, we're going to be having M2 Inc. stop in. He'll be discussing his thoughts about Full Gear, as well as, because I haven't done a review of Full Gear yet. But we'll discuss. So guys, don't go anywhere. Stick around. We will return. Check you guys in a sec.
Oye, ¿qué pasó, papi? Listen, I know you guys like to go to the other pizzerias, like the Pizza Hole, or the Little Caesars, or the otro que se they do, the one with the capicus que se llama Domino's. But let me tell you something, guys. You got to come try some Spanish pizza. That's right, baby. They got Papa Juan's. That's right, baby. You come down to Papa Juan's. Papa Juan's has deals for you, especially when it comes down to the sports season. I know you people like to watch your sports, and then you like to eat y come algo también. Listen, we got deals for you here at Papa Juan's. Get it out. Get it out there for everyone. Listen, first, on Monday we have Mofongo Madness. That's right. You get two large fries and you get a big plate of mofongo. That's right. That's here at Papa Wang's. And then on Wednesdays, you can order yourself some special toppings on your pizza, baby. You can pull on top of it a yayuca, or you can pull a piña. You can even pull some pernil on top of your pizza for no extra cost, man. And then, if you order two pies, you get a 2-liter of Malta just for free, baby. That's here at Papa Juan's. You too can be part of it. Oye, ven pa' acá, porque nosotros tiene cosas para ti. Papa Wong's, the pizzeria for your Spanish people. Ponga sazón, ponga adobo, ponga sofrito. That's right, Papa Wong's. Come to Papa Wong's. It's close to you, baby. And don't forget, I tell you now, with any pizza you get from us, you can get a side of acapurrias, you can get a side of pastelillos, or you can get the side of ajo blanco y habichuela, or you can get a little side of aguacate. That's right. You get it all, baby. It's here at Papa Wong. Papa Wong, make sure that you use the app. Go to the Google Play or the iTunes Store or whatever you use for your phone, because some people use Cricket, Metro PCS. I don't know what is it that you use, but whatever app you use Papa Wong's. That's right. Make sure you use the Papa Wong's. Papa Wong's is located at any local Spanish neighborhood, as well as anywhere you smell adobo, sazon, or any other Goya products. This commercial is brought to you by
the Regular Season Sportscast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Lee Walker, Sportskeeda journalist and your host of Perched on the Top Rope. And I am here today on the Turnbuckle Tabloid.
It's Wrestling Rundown with Jay Santy.
Live from New York!
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Sometimes I don't even want to open my phone to look at the, like, news reports that happens, and not even wrestling. I'm just talking about, like,
just outside shit.
Just outside shit, politics and shit. Right now, I just opened up. It was something about Yee and fucking Trump going out to dinner with some white person.
Yeah, woo! Like, well, yeah, Nick Fuentes, he's a Nazi.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Right. Wow.
I used to, back in the day, when they used to have Twitch, like, political, like, debates.
Shout out to brother AJ.
Is in the background?
Yeah. That what happened?
They got Nick to be on there just saying these, like, Nazi tapes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, oh my God. Then I hear Nick Fuentes and I'm going, that sounds Latino. What the fuck? Like, bro, how you Latino and a Nazi? How the fuck? They're not supposed to mesh. That's not supposed to come together.
It's like a black guy and the KKK.
It's like peanut butter and shit. You're not supposed to eat that. It's not supposed to be the same thing. You're not supposed to put it together.
Okay. Did Spike Lee make a movie about that? A black guy and the KKK?
Yeah, but there was a certain...
Then it went away.
No. There was a method for it. There's a reasoning for it. But
I meant in the sense of, did you hear about it? And then it just went away.
No.
Everybody stopped talking about it.
No, it's actually, I think it actually won an Academy Award. What are you talking about?
Is it already an Academy Award?
Yeah, I think it won an Academy Award. No, I think it won awards for it. Yeah, it was a good movie.
The Klansman.
Yes, Black Klansman, exactly. So,
we're not talking about that.
putting the mics on, shit just happens. So, guys, of course, you
heard the shit we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Waiting for the snow.
We're waiting for a pending clearance if I'm able to have conversations like that again on the show.
Never.
But as always, I'm
who are you?
The Norm McDonald of the segment, and I'm here with Homework Mike.
I was about to ask you, is that whole intro new?
Yeah. If you would listen to the show, I do this every week. And I'm doing Wrestling Rundown's weekend update. So, Paige realized who was the one who leaked her sescapade videos. Apparently, while doing an interview, she discussed the fact that how horrified she was when finding out that these images went out and videos went out. she was at a she explained that she was at a pub or at a bar, whatever the case may be. And while having this conversation with the local attendees, the bar attendees, she overheard someone mentioning that she was a porn star, which horrified her. She said that she went into the bathroom at the time, and you know, cried for about a half hour, and later on she just put it together that the only person that would have these videos and images was her ex-boyfriend at the time, and her ex-boyfriend being
Brad Maddox.
Yes, so
mystery solved.
Which, by the way, I heard now he's supposed to be like a born again Christian and.
Good for him. Listen, let's all be real. We all watch those videos, but it sucks that it happened.
I'm gonna be honest with you. No, I didn't watch it.
Really?
You
avoided like the plague.
Yeah, I actually did. I you know why? Because I'm not a fan of the whole exploitation thing. I'm not a big fan of that whole idea of someone's videos being leaked.
It was unwarranted,
without their consent.
Too. It was unwarranted,
you know?
Too.
Right.
She did nothing to him at all.
And the only reason why I saw, like, the images, like, with the shit with the bell and, you know, the facials, whatever the case may be, was because when you're scrolling through social media, it pops up. But it wasn't like I went looking for it. Nah, I'm not a fan of that.
Other people just...
I saw China's shit, though, because she wanted that shit. I was watching those porns. That shit, shit was all right. Ever seen the one with China looking like the She-Hulk? That shit was great. Lordy. That shit was great.
Sure.
Yeah, but it sucks that page had to go through that.
Oh, my God.
Sasha Banks files for new trademarks. Did you see this?
Mercedes Monet.
Yeah.
That's one of the trademarks. We'll go through if you have the other ones. But that's the only one that really caught my eye. Because I was like, oh, that's a new name.
Is this a message saying that she's done with the company or?
Possibly. Now, we're recording this on the night of Survivor Series and they're in Boston, so she could pop up. But with the trademarks, I don't see that happening now.
Okay.
Everything is a question mark. I don't know what to think anymore about this woman.
To me, I don't care. I think that I'm just like done with it. And if you want to leave, then leave.
Fuck it, leave.
Leave.
Naomi, we'll probably care more about Naomi than you.
I don't really care about her either. I don't care.
No, but I'm saying in the sense of like if we give a shit about who comes back first, Naomi will probably be like, okay, fine, get back in the mix.
I think I have more invested, which will be the main event on the CM Punk thing, but as for this, it's like, I don't care. And it's not because they're women, because they, you know, a lot of time people go, oh, you're fucking misogynist. It's not that. It's...
Let's be real. It's Sasha Banks who has displayed who she is in real life, and not just from her character, but she's a cunt.
And but no, I can't even say that either, to be fair to her, because, you know, they didn't give her a lot of the benefit when it came to the situation with Vince and the tag titles and all that stuff. Like I get that. I understand. Listen,
we're supposed to have the benefit of the doubt with that?
No, because with me, I sit there and I say, look, I understand that you want to stand up for your belief in your product, in your gimmick, in your brand. I get that.
Your worth.
The only thing, right, your worth. But the only thing that I didn't appreciate was the fact that go out there, do the job. Go Tuesday night and Tuesday morning, whatever. Say, yo, I don't like what y'all did. Fuck that. I'm taking a walk.
Or that same night.
But she did it the same night.
No, I'm saying.
But they did it before the fucking event happened.
No. I'm saying in your scenario, go out, do the job. Right. And then when you go back to that credit, then air your grievances. Before the
do next like day. Brock did. He got mad at a situation, throw the belt at fucking Vince.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, do what it is. But as of this point right now, I'm sitting here thinking, now you just want to fuck around with them. And
now you're fucking around with the fans. Cause one week you're in the opening for WWE and then you're not. And now you're on social media publicly letting out your trademarks. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to Japan? Are you going to AEW? What is this woman planning on doing?
Well, mind you,
come on, Michael. Mind you, sorry for the keys, guys. Is that I'm opening up my beer. And these mics are actually very sensitive. I actually like good mics. But mind you, she was given that opportunity before to go to Japan and train, and she did all that. Good for her. But nowadays, nowadays it's like you see a new the new regime coming in, and I know that that the mindset would be, let's see if we could work something out.
True.
Or in hindsight, it's like cut your losses. Exactly. It's like, come on.
The funny thing about it was when people mentioned the first time when she walked out, they're like, they gave her 30, she took 90.
Right.
She's taking like 4 months.
Right.
She took a summer.
I think she's taking her own notoriety.
She don't give a shit. She's going to do what she wants to do.
Yeah, and taking it to that level. And it's like, you know what? You're right.
And she's dragging Naomi, which is sad.
Well, she's Naomi's her own woman. She could do whatever
she's
not.
She's a fucking follower.
I'm just dumbfounded.
What the
so,
fuck? Adrian, you heard all that?
Kevin Owens, apparently he had an MCL injury, but if he's
ready to go.
He's ready to rip.
Listen, when it's War Games and
you don't want to miss this.
And you're chosen to be in this.
Right.
Fuck it.
You don't want to miss this. You think he's working through it or?
Absolutely. He's going to be the last person to enter. He's going to do the least. That's going to be the hope. Let him go in there, build a story with Sammy, and then go away for probably a month. Let him figure it out.
So you think that...
There's time till Mania. Let's remember this.
So you think that after this match, barring the fact that we could make sure that he doesn't get hurt, we keep him around storyline aspect without being involved in matches and such, yeah, just to
let's say they do
progress the storyline?
After this match, they do an injury angle where they ask Sammy for his loyalty.
Right.
Sammy kind of doesn't do it, and then they still kill Kevin, let him come back after the Rumble, and then have them two reunite and have them form their dream team and beat the Usos.
Okay.
There's your booking.
Right now I feel my professional life is like at a 9, and my personal life is at like a 2.
Vince wanted to bury Gunther
after the July 4th episode where he told him to beat up R-Truth. America. There's nothing else to say. Meanwhile, it was Vince who booked it. Go out there and beat R-Truth in a Patriot outfit. And then he got so mad, he was like, oh, damn it, you're going down.
Do we need to take stock and appreciation in the fact of Vince not being here anymore?
We need to keep our knees on the ground for Triple H. Bow at this fucking man.
I mean... Honestly, can we really just take stock?
Never ask for Vince to come back. Never.
After we heard that, basically his charges were cleared or the investigation cleared him, whatever the case may be, or whatever. But it's still like you spent money on your sex capades. I mean, you try to bury it.
Mm-hmm. For something you did.
And people are talking about, he could still come back.
You told him to do it. No.
I don't see that. I don't see that at all.
Fucking advertiser will pull out in a fucking
heartbeat. Oh, definitely.
They're like, you're gonna bring back this dumb son of a bitch. they're not gonna care about the book, and they're gonna be like, after this guy was under investigation for all this shit, you're bringing him back?
Yeah, I mean, shit. I have to say that. Vince.
You can just tell by the end, he really didn't care.
Vince, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for the wrestling fans, WWF, WWE, the era, the history that we've had. But after hearing a story about you wanting to bury Gunther after a July 4th
episode where you booked him to beat up a black man in a Patriot outfit. Meanwhile, Gunther had your Intercontinental title and you said, oh, this motherfucker's getting buried, and somebody had to talk you out of it?
I mean, can we not say that this man was not in the most stablest of situations in his head?
Oh, my God. He's fucking gone.
Ugh.
No, it's not.
Sure.
Technically, what Vince did, what he booked was racist.
Congratulations to Tyrus winning the NWA title.
Don't congratulate the motherfucker.
Congratulations to Tyrus.
In one night, the NWA died.
But you know what? They said that about Trevor Murdoch as well. A lot of people didn't believe that as well.
Well, that was just a start.
Yeah. They said the same thing as well. But
They started digging the plot when that happened. This is just them putting the nail in the coffin.
What was that, Public Enemy?
PG-13.
Oh, PG-13. Right. PG-13. Yeah.
We have Survivor Series on the background.
Yeah. I know why they did it. And I know why Corgan did it.
Because he likes them. They're friends.
Corgan is a ultra conservative.
And a dum-dum.
Yeah, he's an ultra conservative. So
does he just want the fact that Tyrus goes on Fox?
Exactly. And holding the belt? That's exactly what it is for. That's what it is. That's what it is. But you know, you can't be mad at it because Vince would have done the same shit.
But you know what the funny thing is?
Vince would have done the same shit.
But you know what the funny thing is about it? Mm-hmm. For booking wise, it makes sense that Austin, because he's a part of Austin Idol's group, that all of them have the belts.
Right.
So booking wise makes sense. Logistically, okay. But the fans, I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about the NWA anymore. I had a shred of fuck. Now I have no fucks to give.
But where did that come from? Because I actually was still watching it, and now I would.
The pandemic killed them.
Well, yeah, that.
When a lot of the talent left, and a lot of them scattered, and then the NWA tried to reclaim some of them.
The fucking fake razor. I am dead right now with the fake razor. I get it. I get it. I understand.
Shout out to Homicide. That's the only good part.
Of course. Yeah. But for just the aspect of
Tyrus as the NWA
pitching heavyweight champion. Of selling the product. Listen, look at what Fox is. Older demographic conservatives who probably remember the golden age of wrestling.
Yeah, when Tyrus was the Funkasaurus.
NWA, WCW, AWA, and they'll look at Tyrus and be like, wow, he got the old NWA title. Wow.
Is that the guy that calls his mama?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't say that because they wouldn't know WWE. They would know more of the old school wrestling. They would know that.
No, 10 years ago.
They know.
That's all Brothers Christ.
They wouldn't care about that. He's.
That's his only claim to fame.
Yeah, but they
he called his mama.
The older look would be like, hey, that's wrestling right there. That belt is just classic wrestling. Jesus, the diesel.
Now, Fake Diesel showed up. Oh,
God.
Hi, Kane.
The balls of fucking.
Speaking of old the politicians. The balls of
WWE to do this. Jesus.
So, Tyrus, NWA champion, fail.
Yeah, I'm.
Big thumbs up that he got the belt around his waist.
Yeah, this is probably like the moment in time where someone's going to sit there and be like, what the fuck are you doing? And he can't hold his belt for too long.
He can't.
Kufa.
I covered that already. I forgot that.
Did you cover the Cain Velasquez thing?
No. What you at?
Former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Cain Velasquez pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and is out on jail for $1 million. And he will be going to AAA to fulfill his booking duties for AAA.
Free my man Cain Velasquez, fam. Free my man Cain. Please. Keep my man out, boy.
Please.
Yo. He did what he had to do, man. Protecting the fam. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing.
The best part about this is that he asked the court.
I ain't mad at what he did.
He asked the court for special permission to continue his professional wrestling career in Mexico.
I'm not mad at what he did.
Though he has to wear.
For what he did. I'm not mad at what he did.
He has to wear an ankle monitor.
He's going to wrestle with an ankle monitor?
Yeah. He has travel restrictions.
Work the ankle. Work the ankle. As soon as that shit pop, he's getting locked up.
As soon as it goes off, the police just fucking enter the ring. He has travel restrictions among a list of others.
The Federale's coming to snatch his ass up.
His legal team said that he was still partaking in GPS monitoring and would pay fees for police to accompany him on the trips.
He's going to come in like Goldberg. He's going to... The fucking Federale and the feds walking him into the ring and shit.
District attorney representative was present at the hearing objected to this bizarre request, and they asked her to reschedule it. So still to be determined.
You should put him on a mask. Nobody's gonna know the difference.
Wasn't he wrestling under a mask?
Yeah, he had a mask. Now they gotta put like a full body suit on him. He's gonna look like Mysterio when he debuted at fucking WCW and shit. I'm not mad at what he did. Fuck that. If the allegations are true.
So what was the whole thing?
He shot at fucking two individuals who allegedly molested his family members.
Okay.
I'm with the shits.
All right.
Body the ass. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. Fuck them hard.
No.
Are you looking forward to seeing the Vince McMahon documentary that's happening on Vice?
There's some intrigue, I'll say that.
It's supposed to be airing.
How truthful is it?
That's the question. That is a question, because for me, because
that's coming out, and then the stupid Teddy Hart.
I want to hear Peacock. The shit that he was getting his fucking dick sucking in the rafters during a fucking live event.
If it's another
while thing, his wife was in the office.
If they spend another fucking hour on the Montreal Screwjob, I'm gonna be pissed. It's like, we know the whole fucking story.
Fuck that. I don't want to hear none. I want the deep shit. I want the shit where Vince probably did gay shit. I want to hear all that. That's the shit that I want to hear.
What is wrong with you?
And, no, but it's true, though. Vince has, it's been...
Vince gay?
Vince. No. What? I don't know. There is some, you know, some talk about him having this deep, dark infatuation with bodybuilders and stuff like that, and possibility that it might. He had said in certain situations. Oh my God, who was the conversation with? I think it was Scott Hall mentioned it. That Vince mentioned a moment in time with him. That he had a gay experience
at camp or some shit.
It was like, yeah, some shit like that.
Because he was trying to pitch up the Goldust thing.
Right. That. And it's like,
Scott was like, oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me about these little
escapades. He was intrigued to hear it. He wasn't intrigued to fucking follow through with it.
No, exactly.
He's like, fuck that. He leaned in and was like, go on, Vince. It's like, I mean, come on.
Do tell.
That's what I want. I don't want to hear the fucking would you be, my numbers would, bullshit of
would
it.
Would you be interested if he wrote a book?
Of course. Hell yeah.
That tells the truth?
Of course. That's okay. What... Exactly.
Not like the half-truth? Or
pull back the layers, sir. Like, I want to hear the deep... Like, get into
what
the...
What are you hiding, sir?
Get into the real conversation on how much you really hated your mother.
How much you hated wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. How much you know your mother?
Your failed XFL.
Your mother was considered a whore for what she was doing to get you ahead of the game.
Said that on Howard Stern.
He had like that kind of relationship with her. So, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that kind of shit.
You will know that Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
So Andrade suspended apparently.
Actually, as we're doing this recording, apparently now it's believed that he is gone from AEW.
Wow.
And that Roosh is now taking over his spot.
Roosh is like, cabrón.
I suck because of you.
I came in for you and you did the stupid shit, cabrón.
All right,
10. You know what? Fuck it, Holmes.
I'm going to replace you with 10. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, I saw it.
On Rampage, 10 took his mask off for a -1 and gave him the double bird.
I screamed, put it back on, put it back on, put the mask back on.
Bro, they zoomed on his face. I was like, yeah, like, no, back up. There's nothing special here.
There's a woman on Facebook that I used to have before my fucking...
got hacked.
My page got hacked and shit. She was like enthralled with him. And I'm like, wow, you really have low standards, don't you? Shit, I could probably beat if it was like that. But
by the way, the most generic looking motherfucker under a mask.
Yeah, exactly. He is the creator wrestler.
This is on the levels of like weeks ago when they had the guy dressed up as Sting. They go, who the fuck is that dude?
Yeah, who is that? If I was there, that would have been my chance.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Put it back on.
Shout out to Smiley. Smiley hit me up during after we went to the HOG show at La Boom, And he's like, "Well, you got, well, you the one that did the chant for me at
And Smiley, I said, yeah, I was hurt
like,
you.
I was like, me and
meanwhile,
Mike.
Smiley.
I was like, me and Mike was doing it. He was like, oh, man, you guys missed me. Can you give me another one?
Yeah.
Thanks. So, shout out to Smiley again, showing up on AEW Dark, man.
I like it. I like that you chose the Smiley Fairchild name.
Listen.
It's like perfect. You got a first and a second name.
I said, finally, for the fucking longest, it's been a year and a half, I go, how the fuck is Boom Boom LeChoux is getting fucking matches, or Shay Shay LaRaw is getting matches.
And Luigi Primo, the fucking pizza dog,
exactly,
on TV before you.
Bada Bing Bada Bang is getting matches, and fucking Smiley's not getting acknowledged. Come on. Smiley can now bump up his fucking, his fee another 50% now. Thank you. Get that man some money. Well deserved.
Go to
good
at,
for you.
Go to at Smiley. I'm just going to lucha for fight.
No.
Make sure plug, because he told everybody what his available dates are. So if you want to book him for one of your shows, at Smiley_Lucha.
I hope he doesn't fucking
change it.
he does a AEW Dark markup now. It's like the Manhattan markup. You will usually get a pizza for $2.50 out here. You go to Manhattan, it's $5. Like shit. But yeah. I'm happy to say that if Andrade is done with AEW, at least he went out on his own fucking terms. It's like, yo, I'm not gonna let this little shit try to play me. Fuck out of here. Snuff the shit out of you. And he gets it. Gets booted the fuck out.
And they bring Malakai Black back immediately.
But then Eddie Kingston mushes him. Does a fucking smush. And he only got a 2-week suspension. This company's ridiculous. I swear to you. They're all...
I mean, what do you mean with smush?
Well, Eddie Kingston did a...
He tried to attack him in the back. But he pie-faced him.
You know what a pie-face is?
It's your hand.
It's a smush.
You said foot.
No, I said smush.
You said foot smush.
No, a smush.
Okay.
Like it's like,
oh, yes.
Man, get the fuck out of my face.
Listen, now, Eddie
Kingston. You know how many people I want to grab like that? I haven't done it in years. You want to grab them? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Listen, Eddie Kingston is rebounded. He's doing dream matches and he's teaming with Ortiz.
Yeah, and fucking dark matches and shit. Yeah. And fucking pre shows. Whatever the fuck. The company's going down the hill. Going down the hill, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's Impact.
Fucking bullshit! Congratulations to Kairi Sane winning the IWGP Women's title.
Yep, first defense will be at the Tokyo Dome.
Yay!
Her first defense is against the woman she just beat.
Right?
Yeah. Same woman.
And also on the Wrestle Kingdom side, it's two nights again,
and Kenny Omega's back.
Yeah, it's 21 days apart. Is it?
What?
Wrestle Kingdom. Look at the dates for Wrestle Kingdom. Look it up. I think it's 21 days apart.
Wait, what?
I think Wrestle Kingdom is like
it used 20... to be 2 days and then 3 days.
Yeah, I think it's like 21 days apart now. Okay. Check it out because.
That's insane.
I might not watch. I might not give a fuck about day two. Like you better load the deck for that shit.
Second New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 17 event announced for January 21st.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you.
January 4th and January 21st.
What?
Are the two dates for
and Wrestle Kingdom. And I think it's in two separate venues as well.
No, it's the same.
Is it?
Tokyo Dome.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was in two separate venues.
Who,
shit.
Who would care?
Motherfuckers would forget unless you
were. Oh, never mind. No. No, first one is at the Tokyo Dome. The second one's at Yokohama.
I just know what I'm saying. I know it's at two. I know I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it different.
Boo. Boo. But the thing is, I think they're advertising cards for both shows at this point. I don't think there's like tune into the first one to find out what the matches are for the second one.
But what's the point of this though? Like, why make it so far apart?
Why are you doing that at all? Just do one big show.
No. I'm okay with the two day events. I'm all right with that.
That's true, but Yeah, but come on.
Back, like back to back, I'm okay with that. Like I can make a
you're basically just advertising another pay per view. You don't have to call it Wrestle Kingdom 2.
Yeah, I don't. Jimmy Snuka, that's a murderer.
He jumped off the cage right into prison.
No, it's I don't see why we need to have this long fucking wait to make it seem like it's. Guess what? We got another one coming to you 3 weeks from now. What? I don't see that. I don't get it. You know what? We're not involved because.
We're not watching it.
The Japanese fan base is different because you know there's that real strong loyalty. For us, it's like I might watch it. I might not. Who knows? I don't know. I don't get it.
I got something for you.
Do you have to ask permission from your father-in-law first?
Colt Cabana revealed that he almost died during his match with Chris Jericho a few weeks ago.
Do tell. I need to hear this shit.
To quote, I wrestled Jericho, so many emotions. There was a lot of tension going into it. My anxiety was high. Tensions were high. The building was hot. As I go to wrestle, I put on my compression socks, knee pads, and laced my boots. What I don't realize is that I had essentially made a... What the fuck is this word? Tourniquet in the bottom half of my body.
Tourniquet.
Yeah, my blood flow was perfect, so essentially what I did was restrict everything. I remember thinking, I can't feel my legs. I guess it's just the nerves, but it was nerves and anxiety, but it was also compression socks. By the time I did the moonsault to the outside, I had to run into the ring to give Jericho a flying asshole. I can't read this. I had nothing left in my body. I attributed it to the night of wrestling, but no, it was because I cut off the supply of blood to my own legs.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this?
I had nothing left in my
body. You will make it seem like this was like his greatest match in the history of his matches.
But no, it was because I cut off the supply of blood to my own legs, causing high blood pressure and low oxygen. I knew I was on live TV, and it was a big moment for me. I could not move as I made my way back to the trainer's room, asking for electrolytes, and the trainer being like, we're not sure what's going on. I couldn't breathe, had a headache, and I couldn't even think straight.
So wait. He forgot that he wrapped whatever the fuck he wrapped on his leg, right?
Right.
So, during the match,
he restricted blood flow to his legs. So the botch that he did on the top rope was legit. He fell off because he couldn't feel his legs.
Okay, but wait a minute. So, I don't know. Far be it for me to understand this.
You're a doctor, aren't you?
If you know that you're not getting something happening on your leg, do you not, I don't know, pat around, check yourself to see, like...
Try to shake your legs a little bit.
Yeah, shake your leg, like, see what it is. Because maybe, like he said, like, if he wrapped a fucking tourniquet, you would feel a knot or something down there. Mm-hmm. So maybe during the match, you will go, oh, this might be it.
Sure.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this shit. I think it's bullshit. I think this is honestly more alluding to the bullshit. You know what? I'm fuck him. I don't believe this shit. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get ready to sucker!
Two CM Punk stories I'll go back to back before it leads to the main event later on.
I have one more before you.
Okay. CM Punk, his commentary during the cage fight matches about the whole...
Yeah, where is he doing commentary?
Cage fight.
That's just the name of it,
cage yeah, fight? Yeah, it's Cage Fury, that's what it is.
Okay.
They discussed the...
They allude.
They alluded to the conversation. And,
oh, I'm a problem in the locker room, did you hear?
Yeah.
I'm a biter.
And for me...
That's typical.
Because he's done that numerous times. That's fine.
And we know there's an NDA involved, so both parties right. Just going to allude to it and poke and he's fun
just,
at it.
He's just basically throwing shade about the situation.
Like, you guys think you won, but fuck it, I'm going to win in the end.
So it's like, okay.
I'm going to have fun while I can then do it.
Tying to that is also the CM Punk also was removed from the cover of the
AEW Fight Forever game.
AEW game.
Did you, and you notice who's now in the middle? Kenny Omega.
Oh.
Interesting.
Harpo. Harpo was in the middle.
Was it Finger Bang? McFuck.
Harpo. What? Harpo McFinger Bang.
Oh, Lord.
What is it? What are we doing here? I mean,
we had Punk doing that on his commentary, and we had Kenny Omega biting Pac on Wednesday.
You know what kills me about all this? You know what? I'll save it because that's what's going to be the main event. But my whole thing is, people are sitting there going, this is a work.
No.
Get the fuck out of here with that. No.
Enough with this work. There's no more works.
Did you hear me? I said I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Congratulations to JB Noble, who's getting one more match. One more match. One more match.
In West Virginia.
Yeah. Good for him, man. That's, he never got the exit that he wanted, and he's getting.
He got powerbombed on Raw by Sheamus.
Yeah, exactly.
And then retreated. Yeah. But you know what? I give him a lot of credit, because for people that don't know, for those Shawn Michaels Undertaker matches, he was the producer for that.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the room with Michael Hayes and Arn Anderson.
In the back, he's doing great things, man.
Undertaker and Shawn went to him for the finish.
Yeah, he's doing great things in the back.
He got a bicycle.
You want to talk about Randy Orton?
No, wait. Oh, yeah, you can put that in the air.
Yeah, Randy Orton revealed by his wife that he underwent back surgery.
Right.
And maybe out for a longer period of time than expected.
Yeah, the fusion.
And his career may be over.
AJ, fusion! Ha! Yeah, so.
Wait, where's the dog?
Yeah, now you're fat. Now you're really fat. Yeah, so
the fusion surgery for his back.
Yeah, I
no
think
no more RKOs for you.
Yeah, but for the longest time, he already knew that he needed that surgery anyway. So
he's been putting it off.
Yeah, he's been putting it off for some time. He wanted to wrestle into his 50s, but it doesn't look like it's gonna be going that way.
He's halfway there.
But listen, you never know, man. Shit, you take.
Shut up, AJ. I want to see Randy Orton back.
Don't say that. Don't God say that. God damn you, AJ. You fucking up my fucking... Oh, he's done.
Matt Riddle sucks right now. He needs Randy Orton back.
He's right. Yeah, he's right. He's done.
Listen, he can do the overdrive.
One of my favorite wrestlers all the time. But hopefully everything works out for Randy and everything's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
We got Dustin Rhodes, you're about to mention.
Yes, go with the Dustin.
He said that he's now in the process of he's about to get double knee surgery. Knee replacement surgery.
Shit, that's like a year rehab.
And he said his career is slowly coming to an end as well.
Yeah, that's dunzo.
Let's be real. This guy has been around for three different generations of wrestling.
Maybe four, if that.
Yeah,
80s, 90s,
2000s. Yeah. Three generations.
80s, 90s, 2000s. 2000, 2010, and 2020. Five.
Mm.
Yeah, it's five.
I think he's taking more of a backstage role, too. So he's known. He's knowledgeable. So
I mean, congratulations to him, man. This, you can't sit there and you're a second generation.
Yes.
So good for him, man.
Shit. I got one last story before you want to go into the
match. All right, go ahead.
A character that just debuted on NXT has a little lore to it now. Scripps.
Oh my lord!
Is now
what color? What color is he wearing?
It's black, orange, and white.
I'm
just in case you're reminded.
Here's
a picture.
Yeah. So what's the backstory of it?
This is a reference to
those are horrible colors to mesh.
This is all a reference to a real life stalker. That used to
wait a minute, hold it. Black and orange and white. Isn't that like the Bengals?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the thing, right?
Joe Burrow. No, not Joe Burrow.
I'm trying to think. Reggie's not from Cincinnati.
Not even close.
He's not from like Ohio or like right?
This character Scripps was inspired by the real life WWE PC stalker who was arrested back in 2015. Armando Montevallo was arrested and shot outside WWE's Performance Center in Orlando, Florida, and charged with aggravated trespassing. So this guy, for months and months and months, would go to this PC, mm-hmm. heckle them, try to get inside, and then it got to the point where he shit in a bucket, mixed it with milk, and started painting the walls with it.
Well, someone's an artist. Okay, so they have, I see here, they have Reggie born in Memphis, Tennessee. So
yeah, not even close.
Okay, any teams? That's not the Coliseum, Tennessee.
The Grizzlies, the Titans?
No, nothing there.
There's no hockey team in Memphis?
They're in Nashville.
What colors is that? Like?
They're gold.
No, it's not it.
This dude's the Bengals.
Right, the Predators, no, it's gold. And then they have him
he's your jersey right now.
They have the build, and exactly what I'm wearing
right
now.
He's your color scheme right now.
They have him build from St. Louis, Missouri. So
what?
There's no color scheme there either.
Wait, seriously? They have him build from St. Louis?
Yeah, from St. Louis. So it's like,
does he live? Did he live in St. Louis?
His baby mothers is from out there. I don't know what it is.
So this 5'4" dude that can jump is now.
That's hideous, and the mask is bad. Like,
it's paper mache. This costume was made.
Why didn't you just give him like a legit looking lucha mask? Like,
why don't you just give this to somebody else besides him?
No, I think that this is probably this is a rib, and it's gonna be a goof,
This is a rib on.
This is not gonna be happening for too long. This can't happen.
But who's this a rib on? Us or the stalker?
On Reggie, I think it is. Yeah. And then finally, they're just going to be like, all right, you went out there.
Do they want this dude to quit?
I don't think they want him to quit. I think they want him to earn his stripes, and then he'll go out there and prove himself. I think it'll be that kind of thing.
Well, that's true. He got called up to the main roster like, right away. He was like Carmella's like champagne dude. He was running around with the 24-7.
Sabonier or whatever they say.
No.
He should have been with the Maximum Male Models. That make better sense. But
I mean, have you seen Maxine Dupri recently?
Is she around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's getting people excited on Instagram.
I'm saying you could still have the two of them there.
Would you make him a wrestler, or did you have him be like a mouthpiece?
Well, he'll be the one that takes the bumps for her.
And Mansoir.
Right. If someone wanted to attack.
AJ looked at me like, wait, what did you say?
Like, if someone wanted to attack her for her interference and they couldn't, they would hit him.
Reggie would do backflips.
Right. He'd be the one that gets hit. So I could see that. But.
No, they give him that shit.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, whatever. So apparently the CM Punk camp is not happy about what occurred this past week on AEW Dynamite. Mike.
Yes.
What occurred this past week in which that may have ruffled some feathers with CM Punk and his people?
Well, Matt Jackson tried to do the Buckshot Larry and he fell on his ass like CM Punk did.
Oh.
Then, when Kenny Omega was doing an arm lock to Pac, he bit Pac in the arm.
Oh.
Anything else? Those are two main things, really, that everybody was like, wow.
Kenny attempted the GTS.
Yes. I think Matt also did the running knee into the corner again.
Right. And
They were in Chicago, his hometown.
Right.
CM Punk's hometown, where mixed, but it was a lot of fuck you, Elite, fuck you, Kenny, fuck you, Bucks, and one person who was chanting fuck you, Punk.
Yeah, so.
Which was probably Brandon the Cutler on the outside.
I
will say this, on the BTE video, they did have a thing where the New Jersey crowd chanted fuck CM Punk. That was clearly on the BTE video with no editing or nothing. Brandon the Cutler panned to the crowd and he kind of gave a smirk. I was like, went back to the match.
So wait a minute. Were they really chanting fuck CM Punk in Jersey?
At Full Gear, they were chanting fuck CM Punk. They, okay. They chose their side.
Okay.
They all the Isaac was there too. He attested.
Oh, okay.
This.
So okay.
It was fuck CM Punk and Cole Cabana chants.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So New Jersey does not like Punk.
But you were blowing his. You know what? Yeah, I
Jay, you know,
people
have picked their sides. You have your side, and they have theirs.
No, I get this, but my whole thought process for the longest time of this is when the allure of him coming to AEW, everybody was playing with their nipples.
Yes.
Oh my God, CM Punk in AEW. Oh. He looks like the fan fucking Water Boy that jumps up when Water Boy at the end of the movie. Ah, he's so happy that Water Boy did the greatest.
That fucking dude. There's an ad in every Adam Sandler movie.
Right.
I love that clip.
So, I'm.
Let's be real, too. When Punk came in, we were all excited.
And I never lost it.
Punk fans who hated him were also happy that he came back.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. This is going to put them over the top.
And they did for a year. And then boom.
So.
All gone.
Okay.
All at Brawl Out.
Kenny Omega then does an interview with, I believe it's Sports Illustrated, talking about, we need to move on. We need
what
to
happened
think
in
about,
the past is in the past. We just
leave it in the past. I think about what happened to the Green Ranger, the White Ranger, and I'm so upset about the fact that it's over. That the fact that life is so much more precious than the fact that why should we have these squabbles? Why should we do this? And then in the same night,
a few days later, he's biting Pac and they're mimicking everything Punk did.
I mean, what are we doing?
Who's the children here?
But that's the biggest question about this.
Yeah,
they all sit there and throw fucking shade and throw bullets at
Jay. These are the same people that go, but they lost twice. Who gives a fuck if they lost? Wrestling's fake. They're still doing this. They're doing shit to piss people off.
I am so like.
You can. There's NDAs. We know that. So what they're gonna do? They're gonna act everything out that happened in that fucking room.
But yeah, you just sat
where's the dog?
There. You
where's
sat
the dog?
There in an illustrious supposed fucking magazine to sit there and say we want to move past.
Wait
this.
Till next week when what's they on? Do an entrance where they kick a door down.
Oh yeah, I'm no, and they'll tie it in with Bray Wyatt's fucking gimmick.
Oh my God.
And they'll make it seem like it's they. And they'll do that whole shit, that whole spiel.
Yay!
Like what the
wins?
Fuck is the purpose for this? What is the purpose for it?
And just to say, we win.
Exactly.
The W in AEW stands for winner. We are winning.
You know they win in those elite, those fucking.
Winners.
They win in those fucking trios titles. You know that shit, right? Because they have to be that.
And then they lose to House of Black.
Yeah, but it's going to be.
Or they feud with them.
Please. It's going to be.
Listen, Murphy's going to fight his doppelganger, Kenny Omega.
During the predictions,
you're like, listen, just give your prediction and move on. I don't want to fucking
talk about these guys anymore. I don't give a fuck about it anymore.
Nope.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'm so done with this fucking crew. Omega, the fucking Young Bucks, they could all blow beef. I'm done with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous because they're all sitting there and just
laughing
about what occurred. And basically, if people wanted to be assholes about this shit, they could have shut this company down because of it. It could have been donezo.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's because Tony Khan is like, hey, you know, we're all unified together and it's all whatever. The big thing is that people are going, well, you know, this could be a work because they do all this.
No.
And Punk. You think Punk wants to come back to this fucking environment?
Not at all.
Shit is more toxic than fucking WWE.
Yeah.
All you did was deal with Vince's buffoonery and Triple H's booking. You think you want to deal with this shit? Punk is like, I'm good. If he comes back, I can honestly say I'll do like how fans get mad at athletes when they leave other teams and they burn their jersey. I'm burning every CM Punk jersey.
Because he's a hypocrite.
I'll burn that shit. Because the real money is going to the WWE. That's where the real money's at. You want to solidify and go out in a blaze of glory and glory and say, you know what? I'm going to get the money that's going to be set for me for life, and then continue with just
the biggest fuck you would be CM Punk going to WrestleMania.
Fighting
Stone Cold Steve Austin
or whoever. Just give him his main event. Just give it to
Night
him.
Night one against Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But no, what? Yeah, I'm gonna.
And the best part is they're still EVPs. They still have that title.
Exactly.
They still have their titles.
And no, what was the other one I wanted to go back with the Colt Cabana shit? That was the other shit. It's like
we talked about. He almost died during his return match.
It's who you sat there and gave Colt Cabana a fucking.
And Tony Khan mentioned it again at the media scrum.
A match against fucking Jericho, which everyone
former
said
Ring of Honor
he's
champion,
not gonna
people.
Win.
No,
there's no winning here.
Who wins?
Who gives a fuck whether or not Colt Cabana is in a fucking match? That was the
biggest fuck.
That
you.
Was the initial fucking FU. Mm-hmm. The biggest initial FU to say, like, come on.
And on the BTE video, they showed the Bucks, like, before Colt went out there, they pat him on the back and gave him a big thumbs up, like, welcome back, Colt.
This is children. This is really, it's very much childish with these people. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, with three people.
Tony's involved with that as well. Because you could cut that off.
He's just a moron.
I want to be friends with everyone. It's like, come on. What are you going to show Ball?
And at the Mania scrum, he mentioned Punk. He mentioned, did he mention Punk?
Did you hear what he said? When somebody asked about that, he goes, I knew I should have stepped into it, but.
We're learning.
We're learning. We're in a learning process.
Now we're learning after 4 years.
Bro.
Booker of the year.
I mean, come on. Exactly. Booker, you know what? And the little fucking little dipshit is going to win it again. Mm-hmm. He's going to win it.
Mm-hmm. Unless the fans pull together and vote Triple H.
But they all fucking turn. It's like almost like MAGA people. They all, like, for fucking Meltzer and Alvarez. They all started turning on fucking AEW. They all made their way to turn on that shit. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. You know what?
Are you officially done with the Elite?
I've been... What?
Or not?
I've been done with these fuckers for, like... two
day one?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to fit the real timeline of what it is. Mm-hmm. But with... when it comes to this shit right now, and then I hate the YouTube fucking analyst, the fucking podcasters who goes, this is great for wrestling. It's like, no, there's a difference when you can separate the real from the fake and you can work it, make it a work. Mm-hmm. No, this is dumb giving the big middle finger to say, hey, we got rid of you, motherfucker, because we didn't want you here in the first place. That's what it is.
You're not going to take our jobs.
Yeah, we didn't want you to go. And Punk did the least work out of all of them and got the most money out of everything. Doesn't that fucking suck?
Yeah.
He did the least work out of everyone and got the most money for them out of it. Doesn't that tell you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's not him. Maybe it's me.
They're never going to say that.
Hey, Kenny. How's it going? Whatever. Fuck this. When we come back, we're going to have a round of square circle. Anytime I talk about this shit, it
just fires you up.
It flames me.
This fire burns.
The fire burns. You have a snowball? When we come back, we got much more to talk about. Guys, don't go anywhere. Stick around. Talk to you guys in a second. Can you cut an ID for me? Can you say this is Teddy Hart and you're listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid?
I can't say that. You can say that, and I'll say I'm Teddy Hart.
Okay.
I can't remember shit, guys. I'm one of those guys, my memory's terrible, and I can barely read or write. That's why I have such a hard time following a script.
This is I got you right now. This is Turnbuckle Tabloid, and I'm with...
Teddy Hart, the past, present, and future of professional wrestling, the greatest sport God's ever bestowed on this planet.
Round is going to circle, ladies and gentlemen. Busy week, busy week. Got to catch up, got a lot to catch up on. So, before I go into a big shout out to a friend of the show, also a podcast I'm a contributor to, quite frankly, a Howard Stern podcast. Make sure you check those guys up on YouTube and check out their Patreon at Jim Fix. For quite frankly, the Howard Stern podcast basically dedicated to the let's just say the history of Howard Stern. And if there's one thing I know about, which is scary, is Howard Stern and the Howard Stern Show. That's just it's the weirdest thing that you can get from me to be on a podcast. I could talk politics. I could talk social values, I could talk parenthood, I could talk all that rhetoric, but what do you drag me in and you could get real real material from? You could get me for wrestling and Howard Stern stuff, talk comic books, video games, all that, but that's where my bread and butter is at, wrestling and fucking Howard Stern stuff. So check out those guys at on YouTube and as well as on Patreon at Jim Fix. So around the square circle, ladies and gentlemen, catching up on podcasting and such this week, since it was Thanksgiving, there was some shows that were running, some were off. I've still got to catch up to the latest episodes of Tales of the Territory. I'll get to that sometime this week. Give you guys some feedback about that, as well as I need to sit down and watch that Teddy Hart documentary on Peacock. That is a must. That is a Mustafa for me to watch. I gotta get into him. So I'll let you guys know about that when that happens to go down. Jim Cornette this week. Two topics that I was intrigued by was discussing major wrestlers, main event wrestlers winning mid-card titles. Does it hurt the wrestler? Does it hurt the title? And vice versa. So we'll have a conversation about that. Also, on AEW signing, released WWE stars, how that affected the environment of AEW. I thought it was kind of genius in which Vince flooded the market and, Khan basically fell for the bait and was able to grab up as much of that talent as he could. Click this. We had Kevin Nash discussing Harley Race and the old school style of locker room, you know, smoke filled locker room where guys had barrel bodies and were drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels or like Paul Masson before a match, whatever. And there's also discussion on his teenage years, on his crushes. One of them in particular was Tony Katane. Also on Wrestling Bios had a final matches for the deceased wrestlers. That was kind of dark, but it was interesting to watch on YouTube. Check that out. And awesome heel turns as well. They'll talk about the double turn between Bret Hart and Stone Cold, as well as when Shawn turned during the barbershop. That's a good one as well. And Walt Culture had on YouTube 10 underrated movies starring wrestlers. Didn't realize that there was a lot of movies like that. There are actually some good movies out there that had wrestlers in it that you might have missed. So give that a look-see as well on What Culture on their YouTube page. With that being said, let's get into Raw. This week is going to be a quick run through because I want to get to Survivor Series. So please bear with me as I just quickly go through Raw this week and the rest of the shows. This week, leading up to Survivor Series, the kickoff show before that occurs. We get pretty much a build-up going into, like I said, Survivor Series. Opening the show, we get the Judgment Day versus the Brawling Brutes. Just a sample of what one team is getting ready for upcoming in War Games. Good match. Nothing really that caught my eye, except for the fact that Dominic is actually getting much, much better. I felt that though, that, it was a, good look for him to start showing more of his character, his personality. Now this trend it's actually progressing a little bit more and more with this faction, and it's a good look. It's a really good look, especially we see on WWE.com where he attacked his father at a Thanksgiving spectacular in their house. Great. Other than that, not a bad match. We then get a face to face with Johnny Gargano and Miz. Well, he thought it was until Miz pulled out the Amos card. Nothing really capturing my attention here. Don't really care much about that. Next up, we get Mustafa Ali versus Austin Theory, which was a solid match. This comes after a solid showcase of matches in which Mustafa's been having. You know, I had a conversation with I think it's going to be the next episode where I discuss it with M2 Inc. about the way that they're utilizing Mustafa. I'm not upset with it, and I really believe that he's not either. I think his position right now at the company is more utilized, and the intricate part about being a wrestler, especially on television, is getting TV time. And he's getting a lot of TV time. And I think this is a slow build for him to get a fan base to support him, to give him that babyface love. And I'm really into this this look. And then pairing him up in this match against Austin Theory, who has a new agenda, really, really works well for both of these guys. I think it's being solid that I could see these guys go at it later on down the line as well. We then get Alpha Academy versus Elias and Matt Riddle. As goofy as this pairing is with Riddle and Elias, it's over with the crowd. Elias is showing great ring work these past few weeks. And I think right now having this mid-card tag team going on, it actually gives them more of a more entertaining aspect and not just leaving it as just a floundering division. I'm very surprised and very happy to see that they're giving the tag division more light. We didn't get Baron Corbin versus Drew McIntyre. To be honest with you, I really didn't give a shit about this. It's whatever. I really didn't care. Then we get Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. This was for the advantage
for War Games. And Rhea Ripley gets the win here. Really solid match by the women here. But once again, women are closing out the show. You want to showcase the women. They are more prone to have the audience, which are younger children and men. By 11 o'clock, children are asleep. Men are also getting ready to go to sleep to go to work the next morning. I would put the women around the 9 o'clock hour, 9:30-ish if you want to push it that way. Especially if that's the audience you continue to target. So let's do that. Other than that, fine showing by both these women, and which led to Rhea Ripley with the win and Team Damage Control, I guess you want to say, get the advantage in the War Games. So that leads us to AEW Dynamite. AEW Dynamite show opens up with William Regal entering the ring, with the crowd just giving him the big F you sold out, blah, 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 whatever, promos, whatever, fan reaction. Regal kicks off the show. The Chicago fans are letting him have it. And we then get Moxie's music hits. Before that, Regal says that MJF isn't there, that he'll be there next week to explain the actions, yada, 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 blah, 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 whatever the fuck. And Moxie's music hits. He steps into the ring, ready to give some punishment, I believe, to Regal. Then Bryan Danielson heads to the ring, runs into the ring, cuts him off. And pleads with Moxley not to hurt Regal, pleads with him to give him a chance to explain. I get it. I understand how this was, what it's meant to be, what it was alluding to, but it went too long. For me, it just went too long. Unless they're going to pull the history between Mox and Regal, unless they're going to pull that history out, I'm not sure where they're going to go with this. Other than that, there are some who believe that Regal may not come back. I don't believe so. It would be nice that he goes back to WWE and helps out with NXT again and such, but I don't see that happening as of yet. But other than that, the opening segment went a little bit too long, and Moxie made a chant, a declaration where he says, "Walk out of here and never come back." But yeah, it's It was interesting, to say the least. We get Orange Cassidy versus Jake Hager for the All Atlantic title. And yeah. What really was the centerpiece for this was House of Black showing up. And yeah, that pretty much was that. That's all anyone really cared about. Other than that, the match was just meh. We didn't get the Full Gear Eliminator tournament final, Ricky Starks versus Ethan Page. I think both these guys were screwed from the gate with this tournament, especially now with MJF winning the title. Starks gets the win here, but you know, that's going to just be floundered later on with now with the MJF title win here. So match was
another one that was nothing to really write home about, but whatever. We didn't get the Best Out of Seven series, which I guess. We get the Elite versus Death Triangle. This is match two of the Best of Seven. Was the real showcase of this match was the blatant, I guess, subliminals. Can we put that together? Blatant subliminals? I don't think so. I think that's a oxymoron when you say it, but just the call outs to Punk with the Kenny Omega getting bit, the attempted GTS, the attempted buckshot lariat that was botched. And just earlier in an interview with Sports Illustrated, Omega says we need to look past this and keep and push on. I already discussed this in Wrestling Rundown about this, and I'm just these guys are just obnoxious. They really are. They're obnoxious. Wrestling wise, if they would just wrestle and just stop being fucking marks for themselves, I think I could tolerate it, you know. But to hear CM Punk fuck CM Punk chants, and especially in Chicago. The fuck, man! This is ridiculous. And the AEW fans are just—I can't even say that they're wrestling fans. I don't know what this is. Is it such a need to have to put this company over that you would just say and chant and do anything possible to make this company look good? Why can't they just look good by doing good shit? It boggles the mind. Willow Nightingale and Sky Blue versus TJ versus Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. I'm glad that they finally said that Hayter is now the the legitimate women's champion since Thunder Rosa is no longer able to compete. I think she's out. So I think she's gone. It'll be done with her. I think they're just tired of her shit. But the match was subpar to say the least. We then get a ROH Women's Championship, ROH World Championship match between Ishii versus Chris Jericho, which, by the way, where is the Ring of Honor Women's Champion at? Good question. Of course, you're going to get the hard-hitting style Ishii going in or whatever, but this match is... I'm tired of this. I'm just tired of Jericho and his need to be fucking front and center. And now, what happens from here on out? It's just it's just too much for me with this whole Jericho shit. I need something fresh. I need something new to go down. Other than that, the match was fine. Nothing that really jumped out at me. But in the end, you get Jericho pulling out the win here. And yep, guess that'll close out AEW Dynamite, right, guys? All righty then. Friday Night SmackDown opens up with the final announcement for the Women's War Games match, and we get a returning Becky Lynch, ladies and gentlemen. I think we pretty much had an idea that that's what it was going to be, but
Great pop. Great pop for the night. They really good crowd. Really good crowd. Good opening for the show. We then get SmackDown World Cup semifinal match between Butch and Santos Escobar. A great showing for both of these guys. Great display. I was okay with the match with them showing the Bloodline and the Brawling Brutes fighting in the back, which... No, but sorry, not the Brawling Brutes. It was Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens getting beat up by the Bloodline, and the Brawling Brutes ran to the back to assist and help, which basically drew some attention away from Escobar from Butch, and Escobar gets the win here. It was like I said, for me, a good match, solid match with these two guys. We get a Bray Wyatt promo after we get LA Knight getting his ass whipped previous week, basically having the whole multitude of equipment fall on him. Don't know how, don't know where. Crowd is so into this. Bray basically saying that he's fighting his demons from doing much horror to anyone, and doesn't want to hurt anyone. But we get an appearance of Uncle Howdy, who is calling him out, saying that he's a liar. He looks like he's gonna turn back to what he used to be. That closes out that segment. Good promo. Interesting. I just want to see what the whole build is gonna be from here on out. We then get Hit Row versus the Viking Raiders. Viking Raiders coming in with Valhalla. I would have called her Valhalla, not Valhalla. But any case, the Viking Raiders defeat Hit Row. Like I said, I'm really enjoying the fact that the I think that the tag team division is getting more of a mix. Now we have to see what they're going to do to keep that going. Cool to see that the Raiders are actually looking really, really good, and they have that dark look as how House of Black is. It's actually a cool similarity. I'm okay with that. We finally get the next semifinal match between Ricochet and Braun Strowman. Ricochet coming off a fantastic match he had with Mustafa Ali the previous week. And Ricochet pulls out the win here. It's good. It's really good. It doesn't make it the obvious pick to have Strowman be in the finals, and I'm very excited to see who's going to pull out the win here in the finals for the World Cup. Good showing. We then get a face-to-face meeting between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If you listen to, well, let's see if I can just play the video quick here. Let's see.
Say something that pisses one of them off, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it could be Kevin, Jay, please. Could be Roman. No. You're doing great right now, right? You're having fun with the Bloodline, but how many times in the last 20 years of our careers have I had to bail you out because you said something? Oh, yeah, because you said something, you did something that pissed somebody off without you meaning it. So what do you think happens when you do that and you piss Roman off? What do you think he's going to do to you? You've seen what he does to his own blood when they piss him off, so what's going to happen to you? Just think about that. You want to know what I would do if I were you? See, I just wouldn't wait for them to turn on me. If I were you, I would strike first. See you tomorrow.
While this interaction is happening, Jay is behind the door listening to the whole conversation. Intriguing storyline.
Jay. What's up, man?
What's up with you?
Well, I texted Jimmy. I just got
here. Where you been at? We could have used you earlier. Where you been at?
I texted Jimmy. I was running late. I just got here.
Oh, you just got here, huh? Let me ask you something. You talked to anybody since you've been here?
No. Nobody? No. I just got here. I'm talking to you now. Is that okay?
It's cool.
Yeah?
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
They all in there?
They're in there.
All right. I'm going to figure out tonight, all right?
Yeah.
My dogs! Hey!
I like I said, this is probably the best writing that they have for this company, this angle, this promotion for like a couple of years now. It's been very compelling, especially the twists and turns. And then what we find out later on in Survivor Series, great, great, great storyline here, man. This is fucking cool as shit. Next match, we get the Shotzi and Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. I'm just waiting for Shayna to get her shot, man. Let's just move this along already, man. Let's just get it going. Finally, we got Sheamus and Drew McIntyre versus the Usos. Solid match. Of course, we'll get the brouhaha that occurs afterwards. And we also get the look of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Kevin holding the tag titles and Sami looking at him holding the titles. Does this allude to something? Is this some foretelling? Interesting. Very, very interesting. So that's going to wrap up SmackDown for this end, and then we'll get into Survivor Series. Survivor Series, ladies and gentlemen, 2022. War Games. Yes, it's War Games. So, I have to say that I enjoyed Survivor Series with the new, I guess, aspect to it with the War Games. I was good with that. To me, the sound of New York in the background. Oh, annoying. Yes, sirens. It's just annoying, Jesus. And it. Where are you going? The sounds of sirens, where are you going? So, I love the fact that the War Games being put on this platform, shared with the WWE Universe. I enjoyed the fact that the two rings really didn't hurt the ambiance of the matches. You pretty much saw the singles matches that were not involved in War Games stay centralized in one ring, which was pretty cool. I appreciated that they did that. It didn't seem like they were bouncing all over the place. But I have to say that, I don't know, I guess maybe, I don't know if it was just me having a long day or, I don't know, I just, it went a little bit long for me. The War Games matches were just a little bit long. I probably would cut down the initial match, the kickoff, like from the 5 minutes, the start off point, maybe drop it down to 2.5-3 minutes. 5 minutes isn't really necessary, but nonetheless, we get the women's match to kick it off, and I enjoyed it. You know, we were going to see the usual spot fest with the garbage weapons going to be involved. Got to showcase that, but Still, you know, Nikki really looked good in this match. It's good to see that they showcase the women in this event like this. But like I said, for me, it just went a little bit too long. I did like that they were teasing the Io Sky and Asuka face to face. This is what we're ready to see happen. Like I said, Nikki with the dive across the top. It actually gave the woman a nice platform. Becky getting in this match looking real good. Shows that she was in top shape, ready to go. Rhea was another star in this match. Other than that, Survivor Series was solid. The Women's War Games match was solid for me. It was a little bit hit or miss here and there, but in the end, we get the winners were Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Mia Yim, Asuka, and Becky Lynch. So next, we get Finn Balor versus AJ Styles, which I thought was match of the night, as well as it should have been. Just to see these two guys who really you get that sense of history / professionalism. It was cool to see AJ come in with his New Japan mask. I thought that was dope. And that was a real tip of the hat to the old school where they came from. Match was pun intended, phenomenal. And for a guy his age, and even Finn, because Finn is getting up there as well, these guys work safe and they work. I mean, it's just immaculate the way that these guys work. It's awesome. It's awesome. AJ gets the win here. Good match for them both. Like I said, most likely to me was like the match of the night. We get Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi for the SmackDown Women's title, which I thought went way too long for my taste. I just really thought it went too long. And not to shit on Shotzi, but like I said, I must have been like in a mood or something. I don't know. I really, like I said, although I enjoyed it, I just was not, my head wasn't really in the game for it. Shotzi, neither the woman looked bad, but they didn't look good either. And I think I'm losing the flavor for Ronda. It's the moments pass. She's not doing anything that really impresses me much these days. And, you know, it's just more annoying. Let's just get me to the finish line let's get Shayna versus fucking Ronda already. Get it over with. We then get a triple threat match for the United States title. Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory. I thought this was a really good match as well. I just thought that I didn't see Austin coming out this one. It just looked like Rollins would be easily the way to walk away with this. And no. Austin gets the win here. And I think it looks good. I think it's a good fit for him. More drive, more ambition, gets a good positioning for him for a nice swarmy heel. Are we turning Seth face? Possibly, is this what we're looking at? I mean, he's already beloved by the fans, so is this happening? And Bobby could just continue to be Bobby. That's all we can ask for. Finally, we get the men's War Games match. And the great part about this match was that we've been watching vignettes leading up to it with Jay questioning Sammy's loyalty, Roman questioning Sammy's loyalty, as well as questioning Jay about what's going on. And I thought that just... these elements of the vignettes plus what went on in the match played heavily on this match itself. This match for me was the second best match of the night outside of AJ and Finn. Everybody who was in this match came to play, especially with Kevin Owens paying tribute to Dusty and wearing jeans as well. That was awesome. Everything today seems a little bit more better knowing that the Bloodline stuff is going over very well with the fan base. This is awesome. All in all, Survivor Series. Oh, by the way, the Bloodline gets to win here. All in all, Survivor Series was, like I said, it was good. But to me, like I said, I don't know. I don't know if I was tired. It was just too long. I don't know. I'll watch it again just to get a better sense of it when my mood is a little bit better. But other than that, what's your thoughts? What you guys? What you feel could have been better? What could have been done? Or did you guys think it was great overall? That's why we have opinions, guys. So that's gonna wrap up Around the Square Circle. And as always, make sure you subscribe, download, be a part of Turnbuckle Tabloid and all podcasting outlets. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Also, be a part of RageWorksNetwork.com as well as RageWorks.net. And before I let you guys go, just want to say I want to give thanks since it was Thanksgiving and the past week. I want to give thanks to all you guys who have been listening, who've been a part of the show, for you guys who've been supporting Turnbuckle Tabloid through our ups and downs. You guys who have been showing me love when I go to events or hit me up, and especially now that my fucking my social media is down. Slowly but surely, I'm getting people back. Give me some time. But thank you guys for helping me out with the process with the show. And we're close to 400 episodes in total, man. It's going to we're gonna break records for the RageWorks family pretty soon. Soon, Turnbuckle Tabloid will be the most featured episodic podcast in RageWorks history. So I'm looking forward to that. So guys, thanks again for your love, support, and your pure forgiveness when it comes to the releasings of the episode, because sometimes I just drop them sporadically. It just happens. But thank you guys for partaking and be a part. And also I want to thank all the contributors to the show, the new one, the old, Good Hank Flanagan, M2 Inc, Homework Mike, Oski, the Boss Rich, and every other person that right now I can't think of right now because my head is in the clouds. But all you guys, you know who you are, and all the wrestlers and the influencers out there who took time to be a part of the show this year, I want to thank you guys as well for your participation. It helped to build the brand, and it continues to build the brand episode by episode. So thank you guys. So other than that, I'm out. I'm gonna go take a nap. I got work tonight. So you guys, check you guys next episode. And as always, love you guys. Later.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
3, 2, 1.
Tabloid.